So my husband, he's actually a T-ball coach. And I think, he loves it. He just loves it.
And you want to ruin that with a prank phone call.
You know, I got to get him somehow. I got to do it.
Okay, so his birthday's on the way. And his name is Dennis. And I do have an idea. We thought this out a little bit in advance. So I'm going to call him. Hang in, because we'll need you at the end, okay?
Okay, I can't wait. Good luck.
Thanks.
Hello.
Hello, Dennis. This is Marty calling from the West T-Ball Boosters Club.
Hey, what's up, Marty?
My wife and I were talking the other day about some of the low attendance we've been experiencing the last couple of years at the T-Ball games. And so we were kicking around some promotional ideas, you know, theme nights, things we can do at the games to get people a little bit more excited and maybe give the kids more of an audience. You know what I mean?
At the T-Ball games?
Right. Like, you know, get some butts in the seats. Why can't we do that? Why can't we make it more of a show?
Well, I think they're because they're like 7 and 8 year old kids. I don't think you can really make a show with kids.
Well, it sounds to me like you're going to fight me on this, but hear me out.
No. I will do anything for the league of kids, but I don't think you can make it like a spectacular. Like I don't want to tell you your business, but I'm not.
Here's an idea: instead of Taco Tuesday for food, we do taco meat night, and it's just an ice cream scooper with heaping mounds of taco meat.
I don't,
you know, right into the like a bag or a paper plate. We could just drop it right into their mouth when they're walking through.
I think that's disgusting. I don't think that would work, and I don't think it's appropriate with kids to be throwing taco meat night. It's
no, they're
crazy.
Not throwing taco meat. They're eating taco meat. How do you think they would react if every once in a while, and you never know when, a giant Jack in the Box pops up out of home plate, just right when they're coming in for and boom, there he is. You know, now my wife wanted to model it after the clown from Stephen King's It, and maybe it's got like an inflatable butcher knife, you know, bobbing up and down. Like,
I think that'd be a little bit probably not appropriate.
What about when they hit the tee ball every once in a while, like every fifth ball, it explodes into a rainbow of colors, just powdery dust everywhere. What about this? We give a prize for the best bench-clearing brawl from the parents. Like, you know how parents get into it? And then we encourage, like hockey, like we encourage fist fights to break out. Like, maybe in the seventh inning, just come on out there. They tear it up, and then we give a prize. Like, they can take home the rest of the taco meat or something. I'm not sure.
No, you know what? I think your idea of the Jack in the Box and maybe a funny clown would be good, but I think that's a little bit inappropriate if parents
okay.
Fist fighting in a T-ball game.
So I'm going to guess that you're going to be nay on the trap door at third base when they run by.
I don't think
just because it would be interesting. I mean, the parents would never know what was coming, and more importantly, neither would the kids.
I've never met you, but some of these ideas are a little bit crazy, and I don't think they're appropriate for little kids. And a trap door at third base just doesn't sound
okay.
Like
so then
something...
we back off the trap door. Maybe we focus more on like a Hunger Games theme and less of a trap door Stephen King kind of thing.
No.
What about having like birthday parties, like maybe for you at the games? Because
I know
your birthday's coming up. I was told, little bird told me, and I just thought it'd be a great way to get you on the phone on the Mike and Amy show with your wife listening and prank you with a birthday burn. I thought that'd be a good idea.
That's not even funny. I think my T-ball coaching seriously.
I know.
Hey, serious.
Chris, are you there?
I'm here.
Oh, there she is.
I love you.
I love her too.
Dennis, we usually try to get out on a good note on these. Are you okay?
I'm all right. Yeah, I'm more relieved that none of this will ever happen.
Do you think a generous scoop of taco meat might make you feel better?
That was another birthday burn with Mike and Amy
on 99.5 The Wolf.